Website ecosystem is constantly changing as per changing client requirements. Now, a website is not just your online identity, but a machine that results in conversions. As a result, new web services are showing up in the web agency ecosystem. Oliver Martin, an agency owner, is here to share about new services he's providing that brings more business for his website clients. So let's welcome Oliver on the show and get started.
Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sinkanth. Let's get started.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
Yeah, good. Vinta, how are you doing?
I am doing good. So before we dive into all new services that you are offering or you really want to offer and still trying to figure out, why don't you give a quick introduction about your online life?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I'm Oliver Martin. I own No Label Studios. I've been trying to offer a white label service since December last year, and it's going pretty well so far, growing steadily. Mm-hmm. Trying to find more partners, of course. But yeah, I'm trying to offer some extra services to bump up people's conversions for their clients, especially because of the marketing people we work with. That's very predominant in their line of work. I've been in the industry since 2010, probably even before that, to be honest, doing small local business websites, which then switched over to the white label, December last year.
Cool. So let's get started and talk about the, you know, new services that you're offering. Now, traditionally, websites were built to just have your online presence in Google. Mm. But now, prospective customers can find, you know, earlier it was just like, I have a website so that people can find my phone number, address, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But now it is transitioned into more conversion-oriented exercise. Like a person comes, signs up, and you trigger an automation, all that kind of, which looks fanciness, but people are demanding it and certain people are implementing it and even getting results. Now, as a agency owner, have you noticed this trend or even, you know, following this trend and offering those services?
Yeah, so I definitely noticed that from 2010 when I was starting. I think it was just like a business card website. People sometimes didn't have galleries or portfolios. It was just this kind of standard, here's my homepage and maybe a services page and a contact page. There was never really any real like effort into it, unless you were very, very forward-thinking agency for your client. You might put some conversion options in, like your funnels and so on, lead magnets. But it's only in the last couple of years that people have been thinking, you know, we really, really have to connect with our audience and actually provide them with a handheld approach to them converting for your clients. So your lead magnets and your funnels with the smart automations and so on, the follow-up emails, the sales email, the calls that you might want to do, fire the website and all this other fancy stuff. It's definitely, you know, building up more and more to that nowadays.
And, you know, with conversion focused setup, clients can now track ROI better than, you know, just having a brochure website. Now you as an agent owner can price things according to, you know, conversions as well against the usual, you know, fixed pricing. Now has this helped you in, you know, setting up your pricing in any way or it's still the same way?
I've normally working with the direct clients before the white label stuff I used to do, it used to be a lot of, they weren't really aware of the conversion stuff or they wanted people to convert, but they weren't really aware of the lead magnets and so on. But once you made them aware of it, you could show them more value and therefore charge more. That's what I was finding. So I definitely think that's true. And especially with my white label marketing partners, they are very up with that anyway, and they know the kind of pricing that I would charge because it's similar to what they would charge their clients. So yeah, I definitely find that because the you know, they could, even the client as well, because they are aware of it more and the people I work with it are aware of it more, I can charge more because I'm adding more towards the conversion opportunities for their clients.
And when you price a project, say, you know, a service oriented business like a salon website would be a brochure website, but it still would have a contact form and even an email automation that can capture and, you know, trigger some automations to help them get conversions. Now here, do you just quote a price for a brochure site on one case, or and the in other case it could be a brochure site but with an automation and conversion, or you just package it as just one?
I try to package it as one, but I am able to sort of take away that aspect of the automation if they just want the client to get started with, especially if the budget's low for the funder marketing partner I'm working with, the budget that, you know, I would take that aspect out and price it accordingly. But it tends to be cheaper and more efficient if they just start from day one with this automation, everything that's clever set up in the background, because it will just lead to more conversions anyway. So yeah, I can definitely price it differently accordingly.
Yeah, because here education is also needed, because clients would assume that I have a website, so I will get start getting conversions. But, you know, getting conversions from a website is altogether different than just having a website, right?
Yeah. So you turn it from a business card to something that actually will drive sales, a machine that works for you, rather than something that's just static there and chucked it into the internet space. You know, you're actually trying to, even though you're still chucking it in a way, if you're not doing ads or proper SEO, at least you've got an option to convert more because you set it up in that way, rather than just it just being this bland, non-working thing for you, being a business card.
You do this education with your prospective clients who probably will onboard you and, you know, come on and get your services for website building in the beginning?
Yeah, but I would try to educate, especially back in the day when I first started, although I was still very fresh to it. But especially nowadays, working with the marketers I work with, I tend to...
They already know what
I tend to have an easier job with it. And it's more that I'm trying to help them with the technical side of how it will work, rather than trying to convince them. So that's always been a huge benefit and one of the main reasons why I like to work with marketers,
because they already know the workflow. Like, okay, email comes and then I need to send, they just need to figure out and connect the dots. Hey, if email comes,
what
service we're going to use, and then which email service going to use that will trigger an automation. If it's not there, we'll add something from Zapier and, you know, it's working. So this is where you come in now, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I can kind of become the architect of how everything can work in that smooth, automated way.
Cool. Now let's talk about new services, specific services that are getting attention. So first, I guess website speed is finally getting attention. Earlier, I never heard anyone talk about website speed. Say if you rewind like 4 or 5 years back. Now it has become so critical and everyone is obsessing. Oh, your speed is down. Why? Because you're using crap hosting. Your speed is down because you're using bad
theme.
Now, even, you know, there are niche brands and type of agency setups. They only do speed optimization and nothing else for people.
Yeah.
Now, have you noticed this trend, and how do you offer this part of the service to your clients?
Yeah, so there's definitely those kind of niche people popping up just offering this as a, also as a bolt-on for your agency to white labor, I guess, as well. But I tend to offer it because bounce rates are affected, conversions are affected, a lot of other aspects could be affected due to it, like an image not loading up and therefore not complementing the collateral, for instance, on the page, which that might trigger a feeling for them to convert and all this other stuff. So yeah, I definitely offer it as a service, and I'm trying to use NitroPack at the moment, and also just generally best practices and testing with GT Metrics, I think it is.
I came across this NitroPack last month. It was like a surprise for me. I never seen the service before. It's kind of a, you know, no-brainer. Yeah. They will do everything for you.
Yeah, just switch you on kind of thing.
CDN done, catching done, minimization done. Like earlier... If you compare NitroPack with the things that we do, you know, to set those up, like we're going to get a CDN. So it's going to be some Amazon or it's going to be Bunny or Cloudflare. And then you're going to install WordPress Rocket to, you know,
everything. It's a lot of steps, isn't there?
And a lot of moving parts. You never know which one is failing where.
Yeah. So I literally had to, in the past, just do one thing, go and check it in incognito, make sure the cache had been cleared. And all this other stuff, and then you see whether it fails and like, okay, that's fine, let's move on to the next thing. With the NitroPack, I just switched it on, turned it up to the next level, and thought, okay, it's still working, next level, okay, it's still working. Oh, wait, something's broken. Let me switch this off. For me, it's generally JS compiling and minification that breaks things on my site personally. And as long as I switch that off or exclude the JavaScript, it tends to work perfectly. And there you go. You're done quite instantly. So yeah, I think it was Dave Foy that shared it with his NoFit Finance group.
Yeah, that's where I got this. But I guess you're the fan of NitroPack and you don't use any caching plugins now.
I use Breeze until I switch on NitroPack, purely because if they're not willing to sort of pay for that service or for me to set it up for them with their own account billing and with NitroPack, you know, them taking care of it themselves, I will use Breeze, which is great for when I use Cloudways. So, yeah, I can still use it occasionally.
So you register every client with their independent account on NitroPack and don't use your account for, you know, doing optimization for all your client webs.
I'm thinking about bolting it onto an additional service fee to cover my expense plus a bit extra to, you know, make sure things don't break in the future. But at the moment, I tend to let them deal with it and then I can kind of manage it on their behalf.
Yeah, because it's easier for you in that case, because it's more like the pricing is just like Amazon CloudFront, because you never know how much you're going to be charged at the end of the month, right? It's certainly on page view, something like that, I guess.
Yes, it's per site. I haven't looked at the pricing for a couple of weeks now, so I'm not fully up with it, but I know it's a per site fee and there is a certain amount of views, I believe, depending on how many times your site's viewed, you would go to the next billing level, I guess.
Besides website speed, the other obsession these days is the security, website security. Guess what? If you rewind 4 or 5 years back, did anyone talk about website security? I seriously doubt, at least not in the, you know, loud voice, like now you hear, maybe more naughty people are there on the web doing naughty things and bringing websites down. or it's just the security services, you know, getting more loud. Hey, you need security. But I guess security is important, like be it WordPress security or hosting at a, you know, server level or even just simple SSL setup. Now, all these services are highlighted with, you know, hey, we offer website security. How is your setup in this case? Like, is it like part of your development and maintenance pack, or you offer it with an asterisk?
I'm currently using Mailcare. I was using it from the AppSumo deal and still do. I got several deals, so I'm well covered for the future as well. I offer that with the Mailcare protection and, you know, the automatic cleanup, which I will help manually if I need to. So that's all included in all the care plans that I have, the free tiers. And it's just pretty standard nowadays. Like you say, in the past, I didn't really think about it. I mean, I knew that security was important for WordPress, like any CMS, but I just think everyone thought it won't happen to me. And then I think some big names started to get attacked. And then obviously, even things like GDPR, I think, have affected the whole security mindset, because privacy data is now needs to be very secure and handled properly and not just thrown around anymore for people to intercept and steal on the way between systems. So I think all these things are culminated into everyone being just super freaked out with their, you know, foil hats on now, and everyone wants a bit of security for their site. I mean, it's a part of their business as well. If that goes down, especially if you're an e-commerce store, you're absolutely, well, down.
Money, down
sales
money.
And so on. Yeah. So it's hugely important.
Okay, so these two services, speed, optimization, and security, definitely they are making more loud noise these days. And I guess that's important also, considering now website also has more features and more moving parts compared to like earlier days when we had very simple one column websites, HTML, and you know, there's not much to be, you know. And again, there's another argument when, especially for WordPress people, like, hey, just build a static or generate a static HTML website out of WordPress. That would be more secure, very fast and all that. But I guess that's not practical if you're building, because, you know, you change a lot on WordPress website, and generating a static copy again and again doesn't make sense.
No, it's just a huge amount of work, you know, for maybe even just a small text change or an image swapped out. It's just not plausible, especially if you have multiple clients you're managing. Doing that for every one of them, you'd have to charge crazy money and they wouldn't stay with you. They'd go for the person that was doing their business more smarter, you know. So you kind of lose out on clients, I think.
Yeah, not practical. So besides these services, let's talk about conversion-focused services that helps you convert.
Yeah, sure.
Client make money. So one of the services that is getting attention these days, in recent past, is A-B split testing, because A-B split testing traditionally is considered very hard topic, because hey, people don't understand what A-B split until I saw Adam Lacey's Split Hero, and I discovered this is no rocket science. This is so
to do. That's exactly the same.
Really?
yeah. I literally, because it's still brand new, this agency, working with marketers, I've learned a lot, but I didn't really realize that it was very, you know, just kind of, it was actually really easy, you know, especially the principle at least, and Adam's system, which I am using, which I guess we'll talk about in a minute, is just made it incredibly, you know, accessible for everyone, really.
Yeah, because obviously A-B split testing, you will understand, oh, it's just like you are two versions of, you know, things, and you're going to test which one converts more. But how do I implement it? That's where the stumbling block comes. And I saw Adam's, you know, Split Hero, and I used it, and it's like, really? It's that easy?
Yeah, it's like step here, step here, step here. And it's like, oh, I'm done. the biggest part was actually setting up the different pages on the site. Although I use Elementor, I can copy and paste stuff. It was actually more work on that side than the split testing tool, which was blew my mind in a way, because there's a perceived amount of work with the A-B testing. Because I guess it sounds like quite a strong topic and something that only marketers know because they're wizards and all this stuff. So, yeah.
So is A-B split testing now part of your service stack? Like, which type of clients do you offer now this service?
Yeah, so I own Split Hero, and I upgraded to the extra free campaigns as well. So Adam would be happy about that. And yeah, I use Split Hero. I use it with the marketers I work with, because they often have a lot of independent thank you pages leading from different lead magnets on their client sites, and you can track which one converted as well, which is really important, because you might be testing two versions of the lead magnet, or you might just be testing two buttons and just go to the general thank you page. So I'm using it with two or three of my partners now, and they're really loving it because it's so simple. And yeah, I might be upgrading soon.
That's awesome. And the next service besides split testing is the chatbots. You know, I never understood chatbots. They are, again, like, maybe I need a Split Hero kind of a thing in chatbots. when it comes to implementation, obviously there's many chats that makes it easy, but still, I still find chatbots, like, especially the Facebook, you know, chatbots, like, kind of spammy and intrusive. Now, have you got on the bandwagon of chatbot implementation for your clients, or you're still, you know, digging the surface here?
I'm just digging the surface, but I haven't implemented it on knownlabelstudios.co.uk, because I wanted a way of presenting a quiz that was kind of very like step by step, not with this huge form that they was quite daunting. Although it's only a few steps, I just wanted it to be more conversational, I guess. So I chose a chatbot. And I'm using continually, again, an AppSumo deal. And I've got multiple sub-accounts so that if a marketing partner does want to jump on and deploy it for a client, they've got an option to have their own account and create their own bots, or let me do it for them. So it's something I'm trying to explore at the moment personally, see what the features and benefits are, and then I can pass it on to people. But I've already seen quite a few people come through. Some people testing it a lot when I was shouting about it on Facebook. But yeah. It's definitely something exciting, and I think I'm going to be exploring it.
So you're still testing and exploring at your end, right?
Yeah, and I'm working with continually as well to try and figure out the best flow for myself and for marketing agencies. So hopefully we'll have a lot of information for them come out.
Besides continually, did you explore any other service for chatbots, or is just this one?
It's mainly just continually. I did a few trials with, I think it was CurioBot, is it?
It was also an absolute report.
Yeah, I never saw that one. I was actually having one of those sort of like breakups from AppSumo that everyone does. They kind of like say, it's not you, it's me. Yeah. And they kind of leave it for a while. But I kind of was like, I'll have a little look. And I was like, oh, what? And I went and bought it. So continually that is.
AppSumo can be an addiction, seriously. It can.
It is, yeah.
Fortunately, I'm... got that yet, Like I've stayed very clean with AppSumo stuff. But I know a lot of people are like, they will buy everything that comes there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they, maybe they're rich. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Or maybe they're not worried about the money because they can do the refund. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. But guess what? I've bought a lot of deals on AppSumo, maybe 10, 12 so far. Not obviously, this is not a lot compared to other people, but I've never refunded any deal. Obviously, if something doesn't work, I really don't. Obviously, I'll put blame on myself. Man, you didn't do any research. Because now if I do buy an AppSumo deal, I'll do a little bit of research, watch a hands-on video and all that.
Yeah.
Because their official hands-on video is just like kind of a useless. You won't get much out of it, the real thing.
It's time to show you just enough so you feel tempted, but to confuse you as well to buy it. And then, you find out it's not for you because, sometimes. Because
you are more interested in seeing the screencast and, the product in,
of course.
In real thing. And that is just like a minute or so in the whole video and they will just let it go. So if we've given you the taste of blood, now it's time for you to hunt come.
yeah, exactly.
Okay, and now besides these fancy, services which actually work for conversions, connecting all the dots when you're going into heavy automation, be it email marketing or ADL process, is services like Zapier. And I think there's another service like Zapier. I'm forgetting the name of it. But are you using Zapier or any similar kind of, advanced automation services?
Yeah, so I'm using Zapier quite a bit for a few simple automations at the moment, such as projects being set up on Slack with specific names so I know whether they're web design or something else. And a few other that help me with onboarding of clients. But that's obviously onboarding as well, but internal. There's some external onboarding as well. Marketing automation, sending some new blog posts that I've done, sending it onto MailerLite, which is the tool I use for my outbound emails to my mailing list and so on. But not a huge amount. I'm actually on James Rose's Zapier course.
Same,
I'm kind of holding out a little bit.
Same, yeah.
I don't want to get too into it and then find out that there was a much clever way of doing it. So because it's not hugely essential right now, I'm holding it back a little bit.
Yeah, I think
that course.
It's going to release the course in coming months. It got delayed because of certain things, because Zapier actually changed their UI and all that.
I know, that sucks. It's great, but it also sucks for the course because I'm sure James is twiddling his thumbs wanting to get started, but he can't right now.
He must be re-recording it at full speed.
yeah, bless him.
Yeah, because it's not, I don't need that information now, but it would be really good to know about these things because Zapier is something that you don't feel like spending time in learning. So you want to see someone else do it because it's not like a page builder where you will build something and because you need patience to see if it's working or not with regard to Zapier.
Exactly.
Again, it's connecting other services there, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to dive into it too much, make a bunch of mistakes and realize there was such a simple way of doing it. So waiting for that course is definitely beneficial for me. But once I've done that, I'd like to pass it on to
the services as well. Like this IFTTT, like if this and that, I don't know if you use the service that kind of does similar. Obviously it's like one step. And there's another service that is similar to Zapier. I'm forgetting the name of that service, but.
That's a weird name. And I think it was on AppSumo. lots of these tools from AppSumo. I think the other one is IFTTT, if this, then that.
I use that.
I've tried it, but.
It's a free service. It has like free recipes and all. Obviously, it's not as flexible or as detailed like Zapier, but it does a few things really good. Like I use it for very basic thing, like a blog post. It gets automatically published on Facebook and Twitter. So I just put my RSS feed in the recipe in there and select the Facebook and link the Facebook page by giving authorization, so it automatically publishes, so you won't even know it's like working magically in the background.
I'm currently using StoryChief for doing my blog post writing and sort of publication onto Facebook and also the website. It goes live on the website then, so I'm hoping to use that to kind of do all those things like the RSS feed to MailerLite as well. So
awesome. Now few services that has already become mainstream, like email marketing, social media management, even Facebook advertisement. Like, how has been their mix in your agency offering?
So I don't do a huge amount of those things. I mean, I do the social media management for myself, mm-hmm. but not for the clients, because they, because being marketing clients, they tend to do this themselves. And for me to try and step on their toes in a way, and also to try and offer it when my strengths are the creative and technical aspect of website building, mm-hmm. I feel like it's something I won't really explore anytime soon, unless the business just naturally went in that direction to help marketing professionals more, mm-hmm. you know, especially those who were startup and bootstrapping and so on. So, and hadn't quite got that skill set themselves yet. But for now, it's something I'm not hugely into, if I must say.
Email marketing as well?
Email marketing, it's again, mainly for myself. It's not something I'm exploring as a service just yet. Again, because marketers tend to hook that stuff up for their clients, and yeah, again, it's not something I'm offering as a core service right now.
And in for your website clients, with these additional services, which forms the biggest chunk in your overall service offering? Like the additional services that you offer, which is the most offered from your, you know, studio to your clients?
I was thinking it was going to be security when I started offering this stuff. I thought everyone's going to want their client sites to be secure and I can take care of all that. It's such a hassle and worry for them. But it's actually the speed optimization, because of the impact it has on your bounce rate and so on. Mm-hmm. And because all about the numbers, aren't they, rather than, you know, necessarily the attacks. So it's been mostly the speed optimization, I'd say. And then crawling up is the A-B testing.
And the speed optimization, security, and even A-B testing, do you provide them as an additional add-on for people who already have an existing website? And also for additional add-on for people who are getting a new website from your end, how do you, you know, balance or package these services?
Yeah, so they are productized. I can do all threes as a kind of clump, I guess, a bulk service, or I can do them individually. And they do just add on to the core service of creating a website for the marketing partner or so on. But all they can be standalone services. I actually have a document that I send to people if they're interested in them as a standalone option. And yeah, they can just be brought in when they require it, really.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about a little about money. So which service mix has been most profitable for you, other than website design and development?
Gosh, I'd have to say speed, because again, it was such a core service to, you know, help increase the conversion rate and make, you know, the marketing people I serve look like rock stars in front of their clients, because suddenly the conversion rate's gone skyrocketing, and so is the visitor rate and everything else. It just looks incredible in front of their clients. And because of that, I can charge a sizable chunk for that initial setup and ongoing as well, mm-hmm. That handholding sort of aspect.
Yeah, because speed optimization is something that is visible to client also. Like, hey, my site exactly. was loading so slow, and suddenly it's loading mm-hmm. so fast. You did
something with bonk.
Yeah. But with, you know, other services like security setup, it's all in the background. They would hardly mm-hmm. notice exactly. the thing in the front. And okay, you did it. Okay, really, you did it. So okay, maybe you did it.
Yeah, because they don't know. Even if you send them a report, they could just assume it's faked, for instance. Even though we're not going to do that because we're professionals, at least with speed optimization, they can go to GT Metrics or whatever, and or Pingdom and all these other places, and they can type in a website and see the stats. And they might have done it before they sent you this job. So it's a visual thing. And again, just looking at your website, you can see that everything's just loading properly, you know, or asynchronously as you scroll down the page, it's loading each element on demand, you know, so they can see that something has been done and they're really impressed by it.
Okay, now we've talked about so many services. Now providing all these services for a one man or even a two people agency can be, you know, very challenging, because
yeah.
there's so much time and there's so many things you can learn on an expert level. So do you outsource some of these services, or still do like everything within the agency?
I'm still doing it all within the agency. I am a one man band as the owner of the business. There's no like employed people because I still need to grow the business. I still need to get more recurring revenue, as we all need to do before we can hire. But I do have 2 to 3 freelancers that do work with me, and they're all being trained up as and when projects come in, you know, tutored in a way, mentored, and eventually they will become the people that will take on some of the responsibilities, and we'll see how it goes, I guess. And the whole idea is eventually I hire and grow the agency in that direction. But for now, I'm able to keep up with these services because I've also productized them and done my standard operating procedures and checklists and so on. So it's all manageable.
And any services in your radar that you really want to include in your agency offering but still haven't yet done that?
I guess it's the whole chatbot thing, because I haven't quite got clients to adopt it yet. And because I'm so excited by it, for personally, I'm using it on my site and I'm seeing some good potential leads coming through. I'm like, oh, this is really good. It's much better adopted than I thought it would be. You know, people, I thought they would just write something nasty in there to get rid of it, you know, and I'd see a bunch of them come through the emails. But no, it's very well received, and I'm quite excited and can see it working very well for their clients, so, you know, my partners.
Okay, and any agency owner that is listening to our conversation and is stuck with just traditional website design and development, or maybe just, you know, connecting an email subscription box and that's about it, what would you suggest them, which services they can start including in their, you know, service offering and get more return for work they do for their clients?
I would probably say what we've discussed, really. So the speed optimization, especially if you do adopt Nitro Pack, something that does handle a lot of the heavy lifting for you. In fact, like 99% of the lifting for you. And that will be manageable as well. If you're just a one man team like myself, finished, you know, predominantly. The A/B testing is just incredibly easy. Like we just feel like we talked about, we thought it was something that was very like mystic arts, but it's not. You can take it on quite easily. So the free services we've discussed is just something that you can easily take on, add it as an additional like upsell or as part of a core service, and you will see that you can start charging more quite instantly overnight.
And have you, now you mentioned like your website optimization service is kind of the best, that is, you know, or the most visible for you in your business. Have you thought of, you know, spinning a niche brand and offering it as an other than, you know, specialized service? Like a lot of people are doing that.
We might have to watch this space. So I've had some ideas, but I don't want to go into too much details right now.
Because now every big task that you do in an agency, you can find a niche, you know, brand for that. Bees, website care. There's so many brands who just do website care. Website design. There's so many brands who do just website design. They do unlimited design for a monthly fee. Like, this is how our ecosystem is changing.
Yeah, I find that we all jump on the care plan thing, which is, you know, pretty a no-brainer, really, isn't it? We all do it. We all have our separate pricing, our separate things that we bolt on, unlimited or not unlimited for the support hours, for instance. But I don't really see a huge amount, especially in our community that we all jump in and out of, all these different groups. I don't see many people offering, like you were suggesting, the kind of the optimization parts, the A/B testing parts, to be kind of like white labeled and outsourced to like agency owners. So that might be something that someone should jump on. because it would be quite a valuable service.
Yeah, these services are still kind of new, to be honest. Like the niche offerings you still see for the traditional things that you do within an agency, like a website design or giving care plans or even speed optimization. I've noticed a few speed optimization services because, you know, obviously, again, the visibility part comes in here because, you know, client will see, oh, my website has gone up. So it's easier to at least do the convincing part here as compared.
Yeah, of course.
Even convincing for a chatbot can be difficult because, you know, you will set up a chatbot, but still, you know, conversions will take time, right? You need to throw traffic into wherever you install the chat box and let the user interact with it, because it won't happen magically.
No, and I think that's an education piece, isn't it, for people who take on this type of role as the person who helps with that kind of thing, and also even more so for the end client, whether that be someone who's a marketer who kind of knows that stuff already, or whether it be the end client, you know, the general, you know, average Joe, I guess you could say. They need to know that it's not just going to happen overnight. A bot's been installed and suddenly that's guaranteeing 50% extra convergence. It's not overnight. It might do eventually, you know, but it's not overnight. So it's, I think it's all about education, really.
Cool. Now let's move from services to tools and to talk about your toolbox. So which are your current five favorite tools that power your online business?
I have more than five. I've got six in total, if that's okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess there's five because we all use WordPress. Elementor is my page builder of choice. It's just unlocked a wealth of opportunities for me as, you know, a creative person. It just really has powered me. The MailerLite has offered me to connect with my audience, and it's really beneficial to me. I can see me mentioning it to other people and they can start with it as well for my marketing partners, for instance. StoryChief, because it's such a good process for creating my blogs, working with my VA to approve changes or comments. We can talk about the blog, kind of like you would do with a Google document, and then the whole approval and sending it to the website, and also then feeding out on Facebook. Gravity Forms, because the flexibility of it, you know, you could create contract signing forms and quizzes and surveys and all sorts. And I've used it for quite a few of my partners and they really love it. And then because of page builder frameworks, flexibility, I use that predominantly at the moment because it's just amazing and it's so lightweight as well. And yeah, the features are great.
Which is a recommended web hosting service?
Cloudways all the way. I know there's other ones like Kinsta, for instance, and a few others knocking around like Closed as well. But for me, Cloudways has just been amazing and the support has been great. And, you know, a lot of people who jump in the community from Cloudways are just incredible, friendly and welcoming people. And it just feels like you're part of their family in a way.
The next question, you already answered it, but still, I would go a little deeper, like which is your favorite page builder, Beaver, Thrive, Elementor? You said Elementor, but have you tried other page builders?
I have tried Beaver Builder, but I found, I don't know, it wasn't as visually accessible to me. It wasn't something that I was able to grasp as quickly as I did with Elementor, and therefore I felt a bit overwhelmed and I decided not to adopt it.
What about other page builders that claims to be better than Elementor, like Brizzy, Oxygen?
I've been trying to find a use for Brizzy, but I haven't yet. I do have a deal with them. I have used Divi with one of my partners, but I found it incredibly hard. And they did as well, but didn't want to admit it. But, you know, we switched to Elementor, and there was Thrive Architect. I've used that, and I, again, found that very limiting and just not user friendly, so we switched to Elementor. So it's always been Elementor for me. I'm a fanboy.
no love for Oxygen?
No, I haven't tried it, and I don't know. I don't want to rock the boat. I feel comfortable with one thing that I pick, and I tend to stick to it. Cool. It's like in my car, I've got one CD that I put on all the time, and I don't tend to change it. So I'm very regimental of what I stick with, and try and become faithful to it.
Awesome. Even the next question, you've answered, like, which is a recommended email marketing service. So you've been using MailerLite ever since, or you've switched from other services to MailerLite, or what's been your story with email marketing services?
Yeah, I used to have MailChimp, I think like all of us had, and I didn't use it for months and months and months, and I thought, I want to explore a new opportunity rather than digging into it and finding that it's not the bee's knees like everyone says. Well, not everyone says it is, but everyone, you know, assumes it is when they start using it, because it's free and all that stuff. And I heard MailerLite being knocked about in the community, and I thought I'd give it a go, and I really like the fact that they have a very rigorous approval process as well. They keep, you know, a lot of the spammers out by making sure you have certain criteria ticked off. And that was really, really refreshing as well, because again, MailChimp would just sign up anyone. It's just all automated. You just get an account and you could just be a total spammer. So I really like they're keeping their service clean and just for the people who want to use it, you know, authentically. And the options, automations, the email editor, it's just a great service.
Awesome. So last question, any upcoming tool or service that has caught your attention eye recently, other than those that have appeared on AppSumo?
Not really. I've had a little bit of time off from Facebook and some of the community stuff. So I don't know. I haven't really noticed anything. So
you can include AppSumo now.
There was that application management thing on AppSumo. I can't remember the name because I didn't spend very long on it. But
the name just was so fancy on AppSumo, like the new product names. Every product that comes in has a very weird, fancy name.
Yeah, you just can't remember it unless you're actually going to use it or you write it down. So I can't remember it off the top of my head. But I thought it was quite interesting. But I will stick with the tool that I have for that type of thing.
Awesome. So before we wrap this episode, why don't you share where can people find you and what you can help them with?
Yeah, sure. So I guess the main page to find me on would be my Facebook page. And that is facebook.com/HiOliverMartin.
Okay.
There is the No Label Studios page. And I think it's No Label Studios UK. You could just find me from No Label Studios if you do a search. Also, there's the website, which is nolabelstudios.co.uk. And we can help marketers reduce their burden with the creative and technical aspects of website design and development and become kind of their partner.
And where did this inspiration for the name No Label came? Like, it's like no label.
It's kind of suggesting that we will not, you know, advertise or leave a mark or shout about working with you. So we'll be a true white label partner. We will be this hidden aspect in the background, helping you fulfill the projects, the creative or technical aspects. And you don't have to worry about us, you know, leaking out that we've worked on this project. That was the kind of idea behind it, really. Nothing clever other than that.
Awesome. Yeah, now I'm thinking like, yeah, it does make sense because obviously,
yeah, I hope it does.
Yeah, because the main focus there is the providing services on white label basis, right?
Yeah, I guess some people could think it was like a clothing brand, like a clever, you know, new age, like funky, no label studios. We don't leave a label in our clothes. But no, it's not. It's just, yeah, to not leave a mark on these websites and not claim that we've done anything. True white label partner.
Awesome. So since you're an AppSumo, you know, person, which last AppSumo deal did you buy? Do you remember?
It was continually. I bought a 5-stacker back because I thought it was great for the marketing partners, the chatbot.
That was long time back, right?
Yeah, long time ago. I haven't bought anything since. I've been trying to stay clean. I've had another breakup since then, thinking I'll buy one. And I actually invested quite a little bit into it.
Guess what? Black Friday is coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually another good reason for me to have this clean period so I can kind of save up for Black Friday.
Even I'm waiting for Black Friday. To be honest,
yeah.
You know, people here, I actually spend my maximum money on, you know, these Black Friday stuff because you actually tend to save more, you know, on Black Friday because the discounts are a little higher, you know, than the usual.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'll definitely have to have a look at what they're doing for a deal and see if anything comes that's interesting.
Awesome, Oliver. It was great talking to you.
You too.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks. Bye now.
You can join the free Web Creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.